All right, y'all. So today we're going to chat about email list building, email marketing. If you've been around the internet trying to build your online business or have a direct line to your customers for, been around for more than 2.5 seconds, you've probably heard somebody say, build your email list, build your list. The list is where the money is, which is all awesome advice. But sometimes when it comes to coming up with a great email list, email lead magnet, like lead generation machine, it's really hard to come up with what you should do to create something that people want to opt into for your email list. So today we're going to dive into three tips to coming up with a great email lead magnet. And then I'm going to take it a step further and I'm going to give you some tips on how to optimize that lead magnet for great SEO. So bust out that pen and paper or the notes app on your phone. We're going to jump right on in. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees. Until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. Oh my goodness, y'all. Email marketing is such a thing. It's so powerful. It's so awesome. And if I'm being real, my email list, they're some of my favorite people on the internet. Like, I pour so much heart and soul and extra value and extra content into my email list. And it's honestly one of the most fun parts of my business because I don't need to worry about like marketability so much. I don't need to think about SEO. I don't necessarily even need to think about, you know, just as much as like what's being searched, right? I get to connect with people on much more of a human level, it feels like, in email marketing. But one of the questions I get and one of the things that I work through with clients and students on a fairly regular basis is how to come up with a great email lead magnet. And I have been all over the board in my email lead magnets. Like, I have some still floating around out there that I'm like, oh, bless you, Faith. And there was even a point in time where I felt like I needed to create a separate opt-in for every single blog that I produced. Praise the Lord, I got over that. But I feel like coming up with a great email lead magnet, it's either hugely beneficial or hugely detrimental to your business if you don't do it right. So I have three quick but powerful tips on how to come up with a great email lead magnet, and then two ways that you can optimize that lead magnet for a little better SEO. All right. Now, tip number one is simple is best. I don't know about y'all, but I am absolutely overwhelmed, inundated with so much information on the internet. Think about it. You probably are too. When you picked up your phone to scroll, this, like, however many times you did today, do you remember half of what you saw? Probably not. You probably don't even remember a tenth of what you saw. At best, we have so much information coming at us from so many different ways that it's hard for our brains to process and synthesize that information. When I was back in college, one of my teachers, I had to take an art class. I loved it though. He was a great teacher. He said this thing about how when they go to the city, because we live in a very rural area, my college was a very rural college. He said when they go to the city, he had to have his wife drive because there were so many visually stimulating things, like all the signs and the billboards and other cars and things to look at. There was so much to look at that he just got so distracted. And sometimes I feel like that is life now on the internet, is there's so many things to look at that we get overwhelmed. So why does your simple lead magnet matter? Because if you communicate clearly and simply what win you're going to get your people, what this thing is going to do for them, that eliminates confusion. And honestly, y'all, I think too many tips causes confusion. And as the great Donald Miller says, when you confuse, you lose. So when you're coming up with your lead magnet or coming up with a new lead magnet, I want you to think, how can I explain what I do, how I help people, a small fraction of that? How can I explain this thing simply? Okay. And don't feel bad if you're like, oh my gosh, there's people who do this thing so much better than I do. Or there's people who, you know, they have 1,000 tips for this thing and I only have 5. As long as you can get somebody further down the road than where they are right now, then you can provide value. I'm thinking back to some of my math teachers. I had one math teacher in high school in particular. He was a great teacher, lots of fun, but he was super, super good at math and he was not great at teaching math because math came super easy to him. And so I had questions in his calc class and I'm like, dude, can you explain this a different way? And he couldn't explain it a different way because he had never had to break it down really simply for his brain to understand it. Versus my favorite math teacher of all time, she had actually struggled with math. And so she had figured out how to make math more simple and more easy to understand. And so she was great at teaching it. So if somebody is opting in for your lead magnet, I mean, don't assume that they're dumb. They're not dumb. But think about, how can I explain this thing, this process, simply so that people are not confused and they can easily understand what it's about, okay? Tip number 2 goes hand in hand with tip number 1, and it is this. Talk about your clear win. I don't want you to try to fix everybody's whole life with your free email, with your lead magnet, right? Like, you ain't fixing everybody's everything with this lead magnet, okay? I want you to know, one, what their problem is. Like, you need to be able to identify what your ideal client avatar is struggling with and how you can help them. And I want you to be able to identify that and then get them further down the track, get them from point A to point B. And you need to communicate that in your copy about your lead magnet. Don't try to tell people we're going to fix their whole lives. Say, lose 15 pounds in 4 months with no extra crunches, or whatever your thing is, right? Like, save 3 hours a week on content creation using this template. Great, right? Learn how to make your Google Calendar not buggly in 10 minutes with your brand's custom codes, custom hex codes, whatever your thing is. Be very clear and very specific in the win that you're going to get them, because we all have 900,000 too many emails coming into our inbox every day, right? Granted, if you're like me, you probably have a junk email that you just use for email lead magnets. But exchanging your email address for anything is kind of scary because I get tired of being bombarded with things, right? I'm sure y'all do too. So the more clearly you can communicate the win that you're going to get them, and then obviously get them that win with the deliverable, make sure that you're clear in how you communicate it. Now, a bonus tip here on this whole clear win discussion is I want to always give people as much as I can a measurable, trackable success, right? I don't want to talk about fluffy, feely words too much because it's just too ambiguous. And unless you're Jesus, you ain't fixing everybody's everything, okay? So give them a clear win and communicate that clearly. Okay, and tip number 3 here. I'm going to step on a lot of toes and I don't care, all right? I want you to get really great at follow-up before you worry a ton about fancy funnels and tons of different funnels. Yes, you can build out funnels for each lead magnet, and that's something that we're working on in my business. We're working on more funnels, but I want you to get really, really good at creating weekly, at least, super valuable content first, rather than just bombarding somebody's inbox with this funnel and then ghosting them until you have another sale. And y'all know there are people in your inbox like that, okay? But I feel like, just as a servant-hearted entrepreneur, I would rather just serve somebody really consistently for a long period of time. And then when I have a sale, it's an easy yes because I've been serving them for the past 3 months that they've been on my email list, okay? Versus feeling like really super spammy and really super salesy and then people hating my guts and livers. And honestly, I'd rather have somebody that's a client or a customer for, you know, 6, 8 months, 5 years, because they know that I'm going to continually serve them, rather than just get a quick hit sale right out of the gate because I have all of these super fancy funnels. Okay. Like they say, it's way easier to have a repeat client than to get new clients. Build your email marketing system in such a way that you're getting repeat clients again and again. Well, hey there, pal. I just wanted to take a minute and tell you about a coaching call offer that I have for you. Are you tired of having to guess at what keywords you actually need to get more traffic to and more sales from your website? Do you feel like you're just fumbling around in the dark with your SEO strategy? Do you second guess yourself every month when it's time to plan your content? What if we could fix literally all of that in 1 hour? In a 1 hour coaching session, we'll powwow over Zoom and hash out your best fit SEO strategy and the ideal keywords for your business and your goals. You'll walk away with the exact right keywords, page titles, and H1 text for your main website pages. You'll get a blog strategy for the next 4 blogs, complete with SEO-friendly, click-worthy titles, and as a bonus, a Google Analytics tracking template and a bonus module for my course, On the House. So go to faithhannon.com/booking to grab your spot now, or click the link in the show notes. Spots are limited and they fill up fast. So don't waste any more time fiddle farting around with a spaghetti at the wall approach. Let's get a solid SEO strategy locked and loaded and ready to go for you so that you can reach more of your people with your God-given gifts in business. Okay, full disclosure on these little SEO tips. They are little. They're not gonna change the game of your business or skyrocket your traffic in 2.5 seconds. Like, you're not going from 0 to 60 in 2.5, okay? But when it comes to SEO, every little bit helps. And I feel like one of the biggies with SEO is just always be thinking, how can I make this more searchable? How can I bring more traffic to my website? And so these two little tips will help with that. Okay, tip number one is to host your lead magnet on your own website, on a static page, not just Flowdesk or ConvertKit or whatever your email service provider is, the automatic form and the URL that they give you for that. Now, this is a little bit tricky. This method is a little bit tricky if you track your leads via the form that they filled out. So this is not something that we currently do in my business. We don't currently host my freebies, my lead magnets, signups, and the sales page, essentially. We don't host that on our website just because of how we are tracking where leads are coming from. We might eventually move to that, but right now it's just not feasible for my business. But if you only have one freebie, which is fine, and you're just like, hey, I want every bit of traffic to come to my website, this is a really great option. So what you would do is you would essentially build out a sales page, a short sales page for that lead magnet, and then you would just have the opt-in form code embedded on your website so that when you're like, hey, sign up for my freebie, you send them the link to that page on your website. And you're just bumping up your own traffic numbers organically because people are clicking over there instead of clicking to the Flowdesk form hosted on Flowdesk's website or whatever, you know, your email service provider is, okay? And the number two tip, which is much more feasible than number one, is to have on your thank you page a link that takes them to a relevant piece of content. So for example, if you had an opt-in about five tips to save an hour a day cleaning your house, then you could link on the thank you page to a blog, 10 areas that you can clean in your house in under 10 minutes each or something like that, so that you're providing them with value and they are already thinking about your website. They're already thinking about your business and how you can help them. So when that thank you page pops up, they're like, oh, I can read that and I can get better results right now. And then later go on over to their email inbox, open up their freebie, and do the things that you tell them to do. All right, y'all, that's what I have for you this week. Remember, simple is best when you create your email lead magnet. I want you to get them a clear win, and I want you to get really great at follow-up before you worry a ton about funnels and having tons of different funnels for each individual lead magnet. If your lead magnet is something that you want help brainstorming ideas around, pop those ideas over into the Facebook community, our free Facebook community, and we will brainstorm ideas over there together. Y'all have a great rest of your week and be blessed. And BT Dubs, if you're not on my email list, jump on there because I really do pour a ton of value, extra SEO tips, and some great Jesus love and encouragement over to my email pals because I love y'all. All right, bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.